www.podcastyourscene.com.
You know, local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall.
Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
We can all decide who we let into our lives. You know it hurts when you cast me aside. Change, life goes on and feelings fade. Sometimes I don't know who I should blame. If I knew then what I know now, I'd like to think that it'd be different somehow. So I've heard, so left here to infer. No explanations, just a blur. We'll never get it back, that I'm sure. There's just one.
It's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. Here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, BuildTheScene.com, and 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri. With me tonight is Dakota, and I'm going to let him say his last name momentarily. He is from DevilInsidePromotions.com. What's up, Dakota?
Not much. Last name's Herbacek.
Normally, I talk to bands, so my questions are, like, out the window now. Some of them I can ask you, but a lot of them won't apply.
That's fine.
Like, I can't ask you about your most embarrassing moment on stage, unless you have one.
I do and don't at the same time. Like, it's not me on the stage.
Well, yeah, I could do that, because sometimes I reverse it and ask the band members to tell me about another band member's most embarrassing moment. So maybe you could
it's
tell
me. It's not as really embarrassing as it made me fangirl. my friend Emily, she sings for a band out of L.A. September morning. They're amazing. Love them.
They play with... Just in Time's band. Why am I blanking on the name of his band?
The Art of Burning Bridges.
That's them. Thank you. They're going to be angry with me.
That's fine.
I even know Justin's real name.
It's not Justin Time?
No.
I'm so surprised. But they open for September morning, I think. Every single time that they've come here?
Yeah, they... Almost. They definitely they struck up a friendship after the first time they were here.
And yeah.
When I talked to him last time on this show, he talked about how they usually contact them and say, "Hey, we're coming back. Do you want to play? Do you want to play with us again?"
Oh, nice. Well, Emily like called out my name. Was like about like how I know her the story of September morning better than most people. So I was like, holy crap, all my favorite people just called me out on stage.
Yeah, I went to a Doppler effect show a couple weeks ago, and I walked in, and the drummer, as soon as the song ended, starts yelling my name and telling everyone that, I am Western Pennsylvania's music scene. And I was like, I'm going to leave now. Because you're right. The whole venue turns and looks at you.
Yeah, and then there's... You'd be like, well, I guess I can't get any better for this night. Everything else is downhill. Just leave.
Yeah, that night, I actually, when he did it, I was coming in to get Bill Valgris, who plays in Amber Alexis and the Killer Good Band, to come out and help me get my car out of a big mud puddle. So he's announcing me, and I'm like, oh, my car is sitting out there stuck.
Like, I kind of don't want to see you, but I can...
You could have waited until I wasn't in here upset.
Well, now you have to stay.
But yeah, I kind of buried the front end of my Thunderbird in this big valley of mud.
Well, you do live in that sort of area.
Yeah, I was at a...
I mean, if it was like in Pittsburgh, it would just have been a pothole.
Right. It should have been, but they apparently haven't put gravel down in that lot in a long, long time. I turned in, and as soon as I got off of the cement
part... I'd settle for gravel in the potholes.
As soon as I got in off of the cement, my car slid and went down into like where the drain for the driveway was, or the parking lot, and it was all mud, and I just sat there and spun. Because for those of you who don't know, a 93 Thunderbird is a rear-wheel drive vehicle. And those tires were in the mud, too, at that point. So there's no weight in the front to grip, and the back was just spinning away in the mud. Anyway, that's not really music. But Bill Valgris did save the day and get me out of the mud.
That's awesome. I never would have guessed you got home.
I could have walked home from there. It might have taken me a few hours, but it's not that far. I used to ride it on my bike when I was in middle school.
He's talking about Harley, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, middle school, they had Harleys.
So, let me think. What other questions can I turn around? I can definitely ask you what you have in your music collection, unsigned band-wise.
Unsigned band wise, I definitely have Kevlar. I got Shroud of Neglect's new album, Echo Heart, Call Out. I'm trying to remember offhand. Because it's in the other room. So, son of a bitch. Actually, the Nearly Deads are unsigned. And they're one of my all-time favorites. Like, I've listened to them for years. Pretty positive, I said. I have MP3 albums, too. Like, I don't have the CDs. I'm just mentioning the ones I have the CDs of.
Oh, you can mention MP3s, too. That's in your collection.
I had a bunch from Music Mania because I was trying to get them on radio. So, I will look at that. Because that makes more sense to me. My head's blanking again. There. Nope. That's not it. I'm trying to remember where I put these. It is not working out in my favor.
That's okay. That's why I pre-record so I can go back and edit things out. No one will even know this happened.
It's just bugging me now.
Usually it's me that happens to, and that's why I pre-record it.
And I... I have that one song from Dragline, which is just amazing.
Which one did they send you, do you remember?
It was the one you sent me, actually.
I sent you. Oh, I don't remember. See, now it's my turn.
Rock and Roll Machine.
Ah, that's it. I have three tracks from them.
I found it, by the way.
Good, go ahead.
It's actually on my phone. I also have other music that I just made into a playlist local. Strength and Allies, The Art of Burning Bridges. They actually gave out like a demo from a previous album that they were going to release, but members change, so I have music from them. Let's hear. I have music from Hazen. I don't remember where they are. They're not Pennsylvania, like half of the ones I've mentioned so far. The Sooner the Better. They just sent one. Let's hear. Nine Stitch Method, of course.
Just added love those guys. Playlist to both this show and Build the Scene Radio.
Oh, they're just great. Behind the Gray, Blind Choice, City of Ember, E57, Calver. I probably butchered that.
Yeah, K-A-E-L-B-E-R, I think, right?
Yeah. Raven's Law, Reign of Z, Rofo Audio, Scratch, The Crowning, The Frost, Electric Kings, Venture, I think. Venture. I'm butchering again. Vitruvia. We the People. And two previous featured artists right here. The Twindos, which I'm actually wearing their shirt right now. Murder for Girls. Here is a Philly band, Heart for Hire.
I have a couple Philly artists that make it onto the show, and will eventually make it on the station once I've uploaded. That's happening slowly. So the three Dragline tracks I have are Rock and Roll Machine and Sinning, and then the brand new one, You're Gonna Lose. And I think we'll play You're Gonna Lose tonight, just because we brought them up. And about half of those bands you mentioned, I do have on the playlist, and about 10% of the ones you didn't, I have been in contact with. But let's see. What's your favorite venue in the area to go watch a band at?
That's a really good question. Now, I've gone to like one venue that I don't like more times than probably the others.
You can mention it if you want.
It's Diesel.
Okay.
But it has more to do with what bands were playing than whether or not I like the venue. I'll go to a hole in the wall with a rat running across the floor if my favorite band is playing.
I've done that.
I think John has taken a photo with the rat. My favorite, it's been many years since I've actually gone to the theater part of Mr. Smalls, but I'd probably say Mr. Smalls, with Smiling Moose being my second.
I have never been to the Smiling Moose.
It's a tight spot.
I have heard that there are many, many steps.
There are. Also, it made me regret asking if bands needed help taking equipment up. I regret that. Then I lost my voice several days later from singing along.
Let's see. How about, let's talk about, you started out with your website being called PA Local Bands, and then you quickly transitioned into Devil Inside Promotions.
I don't know if quickly. It was, what, like 9 months?
Well, listen, in the scheme of things, my site's been up for 14 years, so 9 months is a short period of time.
Okay, fair point.
What, like, I know... In the beginning, the idea was that you were trying to get as many Pennsylvania bands on the site as possible and make it a place where people could go and find local musicians or unsigned musicians. And I know there's a little bit of a game change going on along with the name, and I figured I'd give you a chance to talk about it.
Well, the mission hasn't changed. It's just changed from being Pennsylvania exclusive. But I also like announced that I'm based in Pittsburgh. And I did that for a couple reasons. Primarily, like, I'm trying to draw more people in from outside to Pittsburgh. And more people who, like, come to Pennsylvania in general. Like, hey, maybe I want to try to get another band to open up that's more similar to me. So, not only, it also encourages the PA bands to go out and find these other bands that are similar as well. Like, try to get a better show that's more cohesive to their sound. So that's, I'm just trying to expand the outlook of it, if that makes sense.
It does. My favorite thing with the name change is, for those of you who don't know, Dakota, Jonna, and I, and a few other people are working on the buildthescene.com website. And my favorite thing to say is that Dakota is the devil on my shoulder and Jonna is the angel. Jonna's website is First Angel Media. Dakota has Devil Inside Promotions. Works out perfectly. I'm that innocent person in the middle that doesn't know what to do. And if you could see him right now, he's laughing.
Well, I also thought of it as funny. Like, well, if we're going to make this music scene happen, we need the devil and the angel working together.
Well, we definitely have that now.
Exactly.
And then my 4,000 websites in the middle.
Only 4,000? Man, you must have cut 20 million.
That's the big problem with Build the Scene right now is convincing people to realize it's time to collaborate and to give up the reins just a little bit. And you're really not giving up the reins because all we're doing is using the RSS feed, which points their article directly back to them. But And I have the same problem. Like when I created the domain, I was like, okay, now the idea here is to have an umbrella. I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to move that from this site to that one. I don't want to move, and I don't want to move my own stuff to my own site. And then I'm getting a little frustrated with other people that don't want to do it. And I'm like, wait a minute, I was having the same problem, and I own this one. So once we figure out how to coerce and explain a little better, I think it'll expand some more. But I'm very happy with how far it's gone so far.
Because there's a lot of people who just get it immediately, too.
Right.
And they understand that you're just trying to help, so like they'll send it.
I think we're up to 12 member sites that are involved in the, nice, the news feeds. The latest one is punksburg.com.
Yeah, I think I saw you post about that. Unless I was imagining it.
You probably did. That one was a tough sell. It took almost a whole day before they responded back. But
I mean, flashbacks to emails I've sent that have gotten no response yet.
Yeah, that happens a lot too. So that's a perfect question to ask you next. What's one thing about the scene that you love and one thing that you would change?
I love the passion. Now, not many people may get to see it, but the more you go to these shows, the more you talk to the bands, just the more interaction you have, it's easy to see how passionate they are about music, and just it's in their minds every single moment of the day. Be brushing teeth, man, where's that guitar pick? But I'd say easily the passion is probably my favorite part. My least favorite part, well, there's a list. Let me think. I'd say right now it may have more to do with communication than anything, because a lot of things are being miscommunicated to others. Where it can may not be the sum of, say, a certain article has one of the articles that has come out.
I think I know which certain article you're referring to.
Maybe. We'll see. But now, he's a trusted news source. So anything like attached, like if he posts on Facebook, the caption that he types, people are going to read and take his word immediately.
That wasn't the one I was thinking of, but it is related to the one I was thinking of.
Now, if he says something or another, like, oh, this horrible thing happened, people are going to just assume. Now, granted, there's going to be people who just go to the article and not just take his word at face value. But when you're a trusted newsman, people are going to take what you say at face value more often than not.
Right.
So it's about, like, the communication. Like, if you want to get, like, that's just one aspect is what I'm getting at.
I know where you're going with it.
And then, like, people need to, like, be more responsive to, like, when they get messages and stuff, for example. That's probably just my own pet peeve recently. But, because I've been guilty of it on occasion myself. So I'm not like saying they're horrible, horrible people. It's just something that all of us need to work on, I could say in general. Is just getting that communication, talking things out, making sure there's no, like, you understand what they're trying to convey properly.
Understood. That's one of my things. My biggest thing right now probably is it's hard to help the scene when they aren't really up to helping themselves yet, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's been that way for pretty much all 14 years. It's getting better, but let's see. If you could build a super band with any member of any unsigned band from this area, I would like to hear who you would put in what position, what instrument, and what genre they would get to play. But before we do that, we're going to take a break, and we're going to play that Dragline song, You're Gonna Lose, which is going to give you a moment to think about it. So this is the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number, did I say 413 earlier or 412?
That's on you.
Episode number 413. There, I got it. The Pennsylvania Rock Show with me is Dakota from Devil Inside Promotions. We will be right back.
Lose, honey, 1, 2, 3.
Hey, it's Bill. You're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show. If you are just starting to listen now, with me is Dakota from DevilInsidePromotions.com. And right before we took our break and listened to Dragline, I asked him to think about creating a super group from Western Pennsylvania. And after a little bit of deliberation, he's ready to give his group. So I'll be quiet. You can hear it.
All right. So, drums, taking Matt Ferrante from After the Fall, because he's awesome. Bass, I'm taking Cassie from The Art of Burning Bridges. And I'm going to do two guitars, Jerry Welsh from Horace Mays, and Lee from Big Atlantic. Then for vocals is Kelsey from Kevlar.
I am. You hit one that I usually use.
I hit.
Yep.
Let me guess, Matt.
That would be him. I have seen Matt play in so many different styles of bands and be awesome in all of them. It's hard not to pick him. I've seen him fill in for Doppler Effect, which is like Southern Rock Country. I've seen him play for Dimwit, who plays like 70s, 80s, and 90s rock. I've seen him play After the Fall, which is, you know, his alternative rock, heavy metal-ish kind of band. I don't think there's anything that he can't play.
Yeah, probably not.
Cassie, I recently met her for the first time.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Yeah. The Art of Burning Bridges played the Pennsylvania Rock Show anniversary. That's why I said that they were going to be upset that I couldn't think of their name earlier.
Shame on you, Bill.
Whoops. But I know his real name.
That doesn't count. So does the FBI and NSA.
So, let's see.
Lee and Jerry, I think they would be a great match, like doing like dual guitars. I think they would kill it.
Yeah, who plays lead?
I think we'll have Lee play lead. And obviously, Kevlar is one of my loves of my life. But Kelsey's voice, just, I could listen to that all day. She could sing about bacon. I'd listen to it all day.
Well, it is bacon. Bacon's
good. You're right. That was unfair. That was unfair. I could hear her sing about, hold on, let me think of something completely random. DVD cases. There we go. All day. Like, man, did you hear that high note when she said DVD?
What is your favorite website to visit about music in general?
That's a really good question. I never really thought about it.
I'm adding it to my list that I'm making for you.
That's about music or where to find music?
Either way.
Because I don't really go to like a lot of the same website except for buildthescene.com. Shameless plug.
Hey, John Lane.
But
since I mentioned him, aproradio.com, there's plug number one.
Back when I was just researching music, I went to lastfm.com. It was a online, not really a radio station, but people from like around the world could upload music. It's kind of gone downhill. Like, there's no real, it's not as big as it used to be, I should say, because of Pandora and Spotify. Yeah. Like, for the, like, they have more competitors then. But I used to go there a lot, and I found a ton of bands. Like, had it not been for Last FM, there was a lot of bands that I listen to now I would have never known about at all in the slightest. Like, for instance, September Morning, one of my all-time favorite bands. Another shameless plug for them. The Nearly Deads. Actually, Kaleido is one of my favorites, but
they would,
I did find them through Last FM.
They will be on the show next week. Next week, because 2 weeks. I think it's 2 weeks.
Probably.
2 weeks, yes. April 12th.
Those, like, I listened to a band, musician from Scotland, actually, that I found on Last FM years ago. Her name's Amy McDonald, and she's not usually what people would associate with the music I listen to. Okay. Because she's more of a pop rock.
Okay.
But Last FM, I'd say, used to be my like favorite, and now it's the shameless plug of BuiltTheScene.com.
I love that. Latest music on the Pennsylvania Rock Show is Nine Stitch Method. Silence Follows, The Anxiety Effect, Leprosy, Dragline, and Diesel Beast.
I know of Leprosy. I never really got a chance to dig into anything of theirs.
Well,
they really do think, I think I listened to Silence Follows before. Like, I had to, because it sounds so familiar.
Well, if you listen to 2 weeks ago show, I opened the show with their with one of their tracks.
Okay.
But
I I mean, independently, if I hear like part of the show, I don't usually register it. That hurts you a little emotionally, I'm sure.
No, no. You heard it. That's my goal.
And Nine Stitch Method, of course, I listen to them. I pay attention to all my featured artists. Whether or not I love those guys. There's other ones, like, I don't connect with the music, but I've listened to them.
That's what I'm finding with I am getting submissions for the radio station, and some of them have been uploaded. Some of them I'm waiting for responses for. There's that communication thing we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And and some of it is just not my thing. But like, I can recognize that it's good, so it's getting at it, but not my thing.
Yeah, I do it all the time. Like, I recognize you are great. Probably not going to listen to you, but I will promote the crap out of you.
That's kind of like the Beatles. I recognize that the Beatles were great and that without them, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And there are a couple of their songs that when they play, I will sing along.
Yeah.
But they're not my thing.
Same here. Like, there's great, like, though I almost got like strung up for saying that I just like didn't identify with Pink Floyd's music. And like, I know he's like one of the greatest pioneer, like they're one of the greatest pioneers of music. I just don't listen to him. That's not the music I connect with.
Yeah.
The more I connect with something, the more I absolutely love it.
Here.
Going back to my shameless plugs earlier.
Here, ask me this question. You ready? Bill, who are your favorite rap artists?
I don't ask rhetorical questions.
Are you ready?
Well, I guess none.
No, I have a couple.
Run DMC and Eminem. Is that it?
Run DMC. And the Fat Boys.
That makes sense.
Wait. And the Beastie Boys.
Not a fan of the Sugar Hill Gang?
No.
Rapper's Delight?
No.
Well.
It's really just not my thing. And I threw up the Beastie Boys in there, but were they really rap? not really. I mean, they were kind of the beginning of rap core. But and I like and this band was on the list of 20 worst, but like Limp Bizkit and
oh god. Is that number one?
No.
Tell me that was number one.
No, number one was a band I never heard of. They were called All Saints.
I may have heard of them.
But okay, so.
It sounds like vacant old memory that tried to burn itself.
What band got you into music? And notice I didn't say what unsigned band, just what band?
Hailstorm, hands down.
That was fast.
Now, easy. That was an easy question. And I'll explain why. first, like, I've always been interested in music, but I never got into it. Like, thus, when I said I researched music, it was just more of a curiosity. Mostly because the only music I was allowed to listen to when I was a kid was oldies, country, Frank Sinatra, and Johnny Cash. That was it. That was the only thing I could listen to. Then something terrible happened, and I no longer had that restriction, per se. So I started researching music, but the band that really did it for me was Hailstorm Easy. Because I read an article in Revolver, I think, about Hailstorm, like being just signed to Atlantic Records. And they talked about Lizzie Hale a bit, where she had played in sliced her hand, and she was bleeding all over the place. And it was like the start of their set, so she just kept playing regardless of how much blood got on her guitar. And like, that's as metal as fuck as I can think of. So that drew me to them, because I'm like, anyone who's willing to do that for music, I want to know about them. And then the more I listened to Hailstorm, I connected with every single song I heard. And that is rare for me. Like, I don't get many of those.
Didn't you?
Like, I get a few songs each band, but I don't connect with every single song.
Didn't you recently meet them?
No, I'm going to again.
Ah, okay.
I met them several, like, almost every concert I had gone to, I met them. Never once got a photo. Well, it was for one stupid reason or another. Like, first time met him, didn't know I was going to meet him that day. Only had an old flip phone, budget flip phone, let's be specific. Next time, I still had a flip phone. It was actually a better flip phone, but not something you really take pictures with, you know? And then third time, I brought a camera. But then the people at the venue are like, oh, sorry, no pictures of you and the band. I'm like, really? I think I'll screw you too. Some BS there. But I was actually on Hailstorm's street team as well. This essentially, like, people are just as passionate about the music as the band is and will willingly promote them as much as possible. Hand out flyers at shows. Be like, hey, do you know who Hailstorm is? No? Well, come over here. I'll help you. That's essentially street team.
Speaking of street teams, do you want to talk about the one you started?
Well, it's just getting started, so it's not really getting there yet. But I'm creating a team where they're with all these unsigned bands, like, we'll try to get more shares or go to shows and try to support these bands, get them the love that they deserve. That's pretty much it on that right now. I got the system in place for the points and prizes. So I'm happy I got that finished. But that's pretty much it. We're just going to try and help. It's people who are just as passionate about helping local bands as me and you and Jonna and just other people in the scene that are just fans and just want to help out any way that they can.
That's a good way to explain that. I always have trouble, like, when people talk about what I do, trying to explain to them that it's not that big of a deal. It's just, you know, it's me being a fan. It's how I do it.
Yeah. But like I said, Hailstorm was the one who got me into it. Like, they're the ones who sent me down the path to helping bands.
See, I would say, and most people listen to the show already know this, but the band that really got me into rock music was Kiss. And
that seems about right.
And the unsigned band that got me into what I'm doing now that started things rolling would have been a band called Hybrid. And have you heard of Hybrid?
Mentioned, more like.
Yeah. Well, Matt and Steve, who are currently in After the Fall, were in Hybrid.
Oh, okay.
And pretty much that was the starting off point. And then things spread out. And I have an idea of a band from way back then that may be getting back together, but I don't think I'm allowed to talk about that right now. So
all right.
We'll just throw that out there and make people wonder who I'm talking about.
But there was a show that got me into local music, though.
Okay, what was that?
It wasn't really like as great as the local band is, they weren't the ones who like really got me to it. It was the show in its entirety. Now, there was two openers for September Morning. There was The Art of Burning Bridges and Common Crown.
Oh, Common Crown. Yeah.
Yeah. They were opening for September Morning. And
there would be Matt and Steve again.
Yep. And I went to the show and, like, I know how good, like, September Morning was, but I didn't know about these other bands. And I'm like, looking around, I'm like, why is this like a skeleton crowd? Like, do people not know how good these bands are? Like, what the hell is going on? So, it was more curiosity as to why there was a skeleton crowd versus, like, packed as I expected. Now, that comes down to, like, the show not being properly promoted, other than, like, making an event on a page. Now, that in itself will get a little bit, but the actual promotion requires sponsors, like the post being sponsored in general, flyers, getting more word out. So, I was like, well, there's obviously a need. Might as well get to work.
Yeah, that's kind of how all of this started for me. I came across Hybrid's website. It wasn't complete. I was teaching myself how to make websites. So I made a mock-up of their site. Next thing I knew, I was doing their website. And, wow, that was 1996. So it's 2018. Let me see if I can do that.
Isn't that a song?
22 years.
I feel like 1996 was a song or something.
Oh. It was my second semester of my freshman year. That's what it was. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you would like to tell the people that are listening?
Come check out Devil Inside Promotions, obviously. Shameless plug. BuildTheScene.com. Always check that out. First Angel Media. Check that out. They're pretty good from what I've listened to.
I tell you what. Man, I hesitate to do this because it always fails when I do it. But name a band, and if I have them in my playlist, that's how we'll go out and play them.
You would probably have listened to them because you just interviewed them, so I'm going to say Kaleido.
I do not have any of their music.
Oh, that's terrible. That's just fine. Hailstorm.
I definitely don't have them.
What? What is wrong with you? How are they not in the playlist? Kevlar.
Working on them.
Oh, for God's sake.
I told you it fails every time.
What, do you have one song in there and it's by you? That's what it sounds like.
There is a song. There are a couple songs that I wrote that are in this folder, but they will not be getting played.
All right. Over My Dead Body.
I do have them.
My God.
Man, here's the thing. Like,
third featured artist, you finally got a song.
So with that, this has been the Pennsylvania Rock Show episode number 413 with Dakota from DevilInsidePromotions.com. Make sure you check him out. Make sure you come next week to listen to the PA Rock Show at PARockShow.com. MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, BuildTheScene.com. I think I mentioned them all. Next week, we will have Silence Follows. And the following week will be Kaleido, who has been mentioned a few times in the show.
What? By whom?
We'll catch you next week.
I'm kind of sick.